So we arrive in our seat for meditation, setting up the body well supported, tending to the material so that we can turn our attention toward the subtle. We tend the material by taking care of the space, setting up a clean, comfortable space, setting up physical supports for the body to be at ease in stillness. And we set up the posture so that stillness is pleasurable as much as possible. If we're in a sitting posture, letting it be tall, soft, letting the body be a home for the wandering attention to land, to come to ground, to be at home, a hearth for the mind, a warm, contained, gentle space that can hold all of who we are. Bring the body to some stillness, brighten the energy, maybe with full breaths, maybe with lifting the sternum. And we soften, letting go of the social mask from the face, from the jaw, from around the eyes. Letting go of how we look to others. Letting go of the outward projection of beauty or strength or competence or goodness or friendliness, whatever we have become accustomed to carrying around the world, showing ourselves as, we can set that down. You can let the head balance on the shoulders, over the heart, over the belly, over the bowl of the hips. And we can come into bringing awareness to the rising, falling breath as an anchor and or the sense of the whole body. So we're just with this unfolding, organic, animal nature, the breathing, the body in stillness, the feelings and energies that ebb and flow through the body, and the attention, the mind that tracks it, that knows what's happening, that tells the story of what has happened, is happening, will happen. One of the mysteries of being a self, having a personality, having a style, being someone that is recognizable to others, to our friends and family, community, someone with a name and a role, or many roles, One of the mysteries of this relational truth is that it is sustained by story and contact. And that when story and contact with others are set down for a few moments, allowed to be in the background of awareness, we are still here, we're still ourselves. But we can almost forget for a moment the roles that we perform for others. This is necessary and beautiful as we deepen in meditation. And it's the beginning of insight into who we are, what it means to be a person, a self. Because our self is relationship. So much about how we think about ourselves is really a thinking about how we are with others, those we like, those we dislike. Those we are close with, distant to, similar to, different from. And all of that can be set down in meditation. And so I'll mention a few categories of relationship and see what it's like to investigate in your experience of just sitting and breathing where that role is for you, near or far, whether it can be set down and how. Let's begin with the role that is classically most central to us in the Buddhist system, the role of being a child of our parents. Whether your parents are living or dead, near or far, known to you or unknown to you, each of us came from people. There's a bloodline, it's a relational connection. But right in this moment in meditation, what's it like to set down the story that I am those people's child? This doesn't make it untrue, but it makes it in a way unimportant in this moment. Or maybe it's still important, but it's not central. This is a tiny kind of leaving home. What's it like to leave home in this way? And to know our aloneness, the particular aloneness of being separate from our parents. All along this practice, just notice the feelings that arise. If it ever becomes too uncomfortable or not the right practice for you, just drop it. Come back to the body and the breath. Be fully who you are, which you already are. Just experimenting on the edge of open space. If you have siblings, you might bring them to mind, feel the connection, the storyline you share. And then, maybe with an honoring or a bowing to them, let go of being the sibling, of inhabiting that storyline. Feel the aloneness of being separate from siblings. You can bring any other blood family members into this reflection. Any grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, step family, family of any kind. You can bring adoptive family in here, foster family. We're not denying the depth of these relationships or the realness of them, but experimenting with letting them be intentionally set down for a moment. For some of us, more potent than family is the friend circle. You might think about your friends, your close friends, beloved friends, and how much of our self, the story of who I am, our identity, our performance in the world, weaves through these relationships with our friends. And for a moment, be alone, separate from the friends, setting down those connections as defining us. Our larger community. This could be local community in the place where you live. It can be spiritual community, work community, colleagues. The people we weave our life with. Just feeling how our sense of being. Sometimes our very sense of mattering, being important, being loved, belonging, is tied in with how we exist in the web of connection. That web doesn't go away, but we turn the lens around. I feel myself without the story of who I am for these others. Notice if going through this reflection brings up dislike, discomfort, fear. Really enfolding those reactions in compassion and kindness. Our connections with others are often the most stable definition of a self that we have. Who are we? When we turn our attention away from those for a moment, just on the sense of being, just here, this body, this heart, not defined by others. Let's think about our impersonal identities. Categories like our race, ethnicity, heritage, that we share with some group of people, and that differs from some other group of people. To set down, even for a moment, our racial identity. Can feel not even moral or right to do in a situation of so much racialized oppression. But what's it like to just not let race be central for a moment? And the same with gender identity, how deep in our sense of self is this label that's been given to our sex, our gender, who we are in this deep bodily and spiritual form and energy and manifestation and expression. Our sexual preference or orientation, the way we conceive of ourselves as existing in the sphere of intimacy with others. How, for many of us, that has become not just a pattern of people we like to get close to, but a deep identifying mark. Can we set down the identifying mark? Set down being a gender, being a racialized body, being a political body, whatever your political and social views and beliefs and the way they align to a party or a spectrum. Just to set that down, to not be that for a moment. Just notice how it feels to turn our mind to these categories one at a time. Take a moment and just come back to the body breathing and see how it feels. What are we without these labels that stitch us into the story of humanity, of nation, of people? Even of animal, spiritual, sexual, sentience itself. Set aside the idea human. Set aside the idea earth, resident of earth, earthling. And again, just notice the feeling or the energy that swirls around this reflection. And if there's the sense of the heart, the mind, the body, the space around the body becoming more open, more empty, you can just let your breath meet that openness. Relaxing any tensions that arise. Nothing is being destroyed or rejected. As we sit in silence with this spaciousness, the encouragement is to come back to silence and spaciousness anytime the mind wanders. But notice when it wanders how the wandering always includes picking up some part of the story of who I am. And whatever we pick up, we can just gently, with kindness, set down again. And feel the strange, luminous openness. I'm not holding anything at all. For a few moments. So we'll sit in silence together from here. To close a meditation of setting so much down, you might take a few full breaths, and on the full breaths, inviting the wholesome aspects, the skillful and beautiful aspects that were set down, to come flowing back in, filling the space of the body and mind. You could ask here that the unwholesome or unskillful or habitual, traumatized parts of the self, that they maybe not so much stay out, but that when they are picked up again, that they're held more skillfully, that they're cocooned in a space of protection for healing. They're not brought back into the driver's seat. So we pick back up ourselves and put back on the cloak of our social roles. And so to honor this, we'll sing one of the chants associated with wisdom and compassion, and the six-syllable mantra of Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, Om Mani Padme Hum, the jewel in the lotus.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Hi, thanks for joining us for this talk and practice. If these recordings are helpful for you, please consider supporting the Sangha with a donation of any amount. You can find links to our website and the donation page below in the description. Liking and subscribing helps the channel, and I'm grateful for your presence, your practice, and anything you can give to support our little community. Thank you so much. Take care.